Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Is that Ariana Grande doing the Mariah Carey whistle at the end there?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Are we back?
Oh, we're back. Hi, Vin.
I'm sorry. I was sitting here reading, and you guys are doing the show into my phone right there. Sorry.
Hello.
Hi.
What are you on today?
Nothing. I'm on happiness, man.
Oh, we're back on the steroids, aren't we?
No,
oh,
we're not.
Awesome.
We're not. I do have the rash, but I'm not on the steroids yet. Can you see that?
Fingers crossed.
Oh, you want the steroids?
Well, the steroids were fun shows, yeah.
Were they?
They were.
They were.
I remember being embarrassed, like not being able to shut up and like.
Right.
So like regular shows. Oh my God. All right, let's get to it. Let me see here. Celebrity Chat is brought to you by the Clarky Clark Instagram. Oh. This quarantine is making me try new things, like getting cooking recipes from Chrissy Teigen's IG story. It's true. I made it last night. If you want to see what I had for dinner last night, follow at Clarky Clark. It was delicious.
I can't wait to read you the text about that.
Oh, real? Oh, did people try it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
The story's great. I'll get to them when it's time.
Okay,
but
perfect.
Yeah, they're fun.
All right, so let's jump in here. We're going to start with Tekashi 6ix9ine. This guy, he's great. Just
is he?
No. Seems like an utter loser who, you know, somehow had some hit songs and just continued his loserdom. Like, I would think, you know, if I was a loser and all of a sudden I had, like, some money and a hit song, I like to think that I'd be like, well, I'm getting the hell away from that life. I'm going to just, you know, get myself a cabin in the hills and I'll just go down to LA when I need to do it. Then I'll run back to my cabin real fast and I don't want no trouble. This guy's just like, you know what we should do? We should have a video that stars like real gang members. What could possibly go wrong with that?
Right. Well, that goes, you're tracing his problems way back to the beginning, which got him all caught up and ended up with him in jail. But the first thing that came to mind when you mentioned his name is, oh, he made it through another day.
Yes.
Because I'm expecting
he is still alive.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm expecting the story, unfortunately, to not end well. But go on.
Yeah.
Today,
I mean,
how'd he do?
I don't see how it can end any other way. So I guess we're on the Tekashi 6ix9ine death watch. Which seems wrong. Let's just call it the pray for life. I don't know what we call it. What do we call it? He is he's trying to make people like him again. Because apparently no one does. He made a $200,000 donation to No Kid Hungry. It's a very worthy organization. They strive to end child hunger, especially during coronavirus. It's there all the time. But right now, more, you know, we need to feed these children. They're everywhere. Feed them. So these guys, turns out they have they're like legit. It makes me actually want to donate to No Kid Hungry because they went, we don't want your money.
Oh, really?
Thank you, but no. They said, quote, this is No Kid Hungry. We're grateful for Tekashi 6ix9ine's generous offer, but as a child-focused campaign, it's our policy to decline funding from donors whose activities do not align with our mission and values. So it's not, they don't specifically say what they're talking about, but it could be a lot of things. And this story actually very helpfully brought up some things I didn't even know about. Did you know there was a when he was 18, he pleaded guilty to 3 felony counts for use of a 13-year-old girl in a sexual performance after some inappropriate video surfaced online?
No, I would not.
I did not know that either. That child is apparently the kind of child that they want to feed, and they don't want his money for that. He just got out of prison on a racketeering and firearms charge. In fact, I want to say he's out early because of COVID-19. Like, his right. lawyer bitched and moaned, and he got out because he was going to go. So he must be on house arrest, maybe. I don't know. But I think he was supposed to get out in August. Anyway, he's already out. Let's see. So that was 2015 when he pleaded guilty to this, you know, use of a 13-year-old girl, which I just don't even like the way that's written. Later, he breached a plea deal. He was arrested for misdemeanor assault in 2018 after choking out a 16-year-old boy in a mall. So his record with children is the problem that No Kid Hungry has. He was not happy, surprise, about his money being rejected. He said in an Instagram post, "No Kid Hungry would rather take food out of the mouths of these innocent children. I never seen something so cruel." He has since deleted that. Because everyone's like, you know what you should do right now? Keep your head down. Seems like silence.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. Is the guy going to get to go back to work in the way that we consider him a worker? I mean, will he be making songs? Is he going to be allowed to become rich and famous again? Or is I
don't know, Vinny. I really feel like he's going to be spending through a lot of his fortune. He's had to move because people find out where he lives. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't want to get killed right now, so that's part of it. I would think that security is going to be an incredibly expensive thing for him going forward. And I don't know who in his family he supports. There's always people on the payroll, right?
Well, the first thing I would do if I'm Tekashi 6ix9ine is lose the goddamn walking rainbow thing that he does with his teeth and his hair and his clothes.
He's really noticeable.
Yeah, he's not exactly blending in. So that's the first thing I would say is, you're wasting...
troll doll look.
Yeah.
You know, get those face tattoos removed, get like a normal haircut, put a hat on. I don't know, wig even, you know, get a Cousin It wig, you'll be fine. Also the name. Let's change that to, you know, Tekashi.
Bob.
Tekashi 4-3.
Yeah, well.
Teriyaki 22.
Whatever.
Yeah, so he is he's trying to give his money away and No Kid Hungry doesn't want it. So there's that. Can you look up how rich he is? Like, I'd be interested to hear what he's got to burn through, because I'm telling you, it's not going to take him long.
He's a young dude, so I can't imagine that he's amassed all that much money.
Right.
They say he's worth $4 million.
Oh, boy. He has got about 6 months. That is that's about 6 months of moving, rent, security, hair
These guys, these rappers like their jewels too. So I imagine his
well, maybe
his
he
jewel
can pawn
budget.
Some of those.
Maybe.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, if he has like a studio, or if I don't know what his part of the process is. Sometimes there's people who, you know, some production engine grabs a hold of them, pops them in, and they do their part of it, and someone else produces it. Maybe he produces the whole thing. If he does, maybe he can make something happen. Certainly, I'm interested to see what he does next. I was never going to buy any Tekashi 6ix9ine records anyway.
Well, you own them all already.
Is actually true, Vinny. I was never going to play them or stream them. But the kids, you know, he is definitely someone people are paying attention to right now. He's out. I see stories about him every day. So there's that. 13-year-old, who knew? You know, I think it was last week you brought this up, and I've been wanting to get to it. And I've just had so many damn stories, and today I'm going to do it.
Oh, good.
Listen, gardening is hard work. It takes some muscles. You get sweaty. You might even get a little sunburn. You might get a little pink on you.
You get dirty for sure, right?
Sure. Your fingernails suffer. You got to cut those all the time. Scrape out all the dirt and stuff. Brian May is a guitar god. And, by the way, an astrophysicist. Brian May of Queen. Brian May is a 72, but it does turn out he's mortal. I mean, you put a guitar in his hands, he's a god, you know? But he likes gardening, and gardening does take its toll on you. He was at the hospital. Nobody wants to go to the hospital right now, but Brian May wound up at the hospital because he tore his gluteus maximus. That's his butt muscle.
Right. Well, is it? Is that what he tore? I don't know what he tore.
Gluteus maximus.
That's what they're saying?
That's your butt, right?
So he didn't tear his anus. He tore his...
Oh, no. Just a cheek. Just a cheek. Yeah. Just one of the sit pillows.
This isn't one of those falls where he accidentally, miraculously ended up on the hoe.
No. This is not a Fusilli Jerry issue. This is just his butt muscle was torn. I don't know what he was doing. Hauling out a stump? I don't know. Poking seeds in, and his muscle just let go. he says he did a really thorough job of shredding it, though. He says a moment of overenthusiastic gardening. He doesn't, unfortunately, give us a lot more detail than that.
Well, probably because it's super embarrassing.
Well,
has
he
to be.
Tear his butt, and so I always think about. Well, I don't always think about them, but when I do think about butt injuries. And I have spent time thinking about them because you remember when Hooman had like a tailbone thing going on and he was sitting on that donut? He had like pillows and donuts. He was sitting on, he was like the princess on the pea sitting on, you know.
I don't know about
like a
the
pyramid.
Tailbone. I always thought it was his back, but whatever. So.
Well, he was definitely sitting on a donut. So I was like, you know, why the donut? It's like, I got a tailbone thing. So. When I do think about butt injuries, I think about, you know, well, what is the seating going to look like now? So, and plus he's old. I mean, old at 72. He's getting old.
Well, 72.
He's old.
Is old. I mean, at 72, you have to truly start saying, what do I got? 10 years?
The Rolling Stones are scoffing at him, though, right?
15 years?
I know. Because really, once you get into your 80s, like, to think that you would turn 80 and still have 20 years left is a lot.
It's unrealistic, that's for sure.
Right. I mean, hardly anyone makes it to 100. So I'm going to say that officially 72, Brian. I'm not that far off from it, so I feel okay saying this. 72 is officially old.
Right.
You know, as I get closer to my 60s, they seem so much younger than I used to think they were. Anyway, let's never say that again. He's a mere mortal, and he tore his butt. And I don't know what he'll be sitting on, but I'm sure it'll be wonderful. Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
GNR.
Yep.
What would you say their biggest song is?
I would say Paradise City.
Oh. Well, I would have said a different one, and the reason I bring it up is because they've written a children's book that is titled... No, that's Paradise City. It's not. That's an adult book. Paradise City. They have released a children's, or they're about to release a children's book called Sweet Child O' Mine.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, sweet child o' mine. People magazine says that they got to look at the cover. So I guess you can go and check that out there. It's called Sweet Child O' Mine, an upcoming picture book that takes the lyrics of the Guns N' Roses song and turns it into a perfect little story. They say James Patterson is like a co-author on this, or maybe he's doing the drawings.
All right.
But basically, it does look like he's the artist. Sweet Child of Mine is a story I know kids will love reading and parents will love singing along to.
You know what? I looked it up just as a quick aside. Their biggest song is Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, that's the biggest song?
Sweet Child of Mine's number two. November Rain is 3. Paradise City comes in at 4. So sorry. You were saying.
You got a top 5. Don't worry about it. I would have actually said, I was just guessing. I would have said Sweet Child of Mine was the number 1. But what did you say? Welcome to the Jungle. Yeah. That's their very first song too, right? Wasn't that the one we found out about all
of them?
I think
that was their biggest hit, the one that broke them.
Well, if you've got kids and you like reading to them and singing to them, why not check out Sweet Child O' Mine, a book by Guns N' Roses.
Sounds good.
Americans, surprise you guys, we're listening to more music during the coronavirus pandemic. And it looks like Billboard and Nielsen Music MRC data have got a study out called COVID-19, Tracking the Impact on the Entertainment Landscape. I guess it's on Billboard, so you can check it out if you'd like to. It was conducted at two-week intervals since March 25th. The study uses, they got just a little over 1,000 people, ages 13 plus. And they're finding 84% of those people were listening to the music that they usually listen to. 43% overall are also, or possibly only, listening to new music from artists they've never listened to before. Because we had to have more time, you know? Or maybe you hear about something, you're like, I guess I'll listen to Tekashi 6ix9ine. Let's see what he's all
right.
about.
Right. Well, it's the time, but it's and it's the streaming sites. I'm telling you, now that I've got streaming through Apple, I'm listening to all kinds of stuff that I wouldn't have because I would say to myself, I can't buy everything that I want to hear and that I may never go back to.
Right.
And now I'm like, yeah, I can play.
I already own it. Right. I own it all. Mm-hmm. Vinny was the final holdout. We are now all officially streaming everything. They say in this particular study that music video streams have also increased a lot, about 10%. Genre listenership for country, children's, and classical has also seen a boost. A lot of people are putting, like, it's relaxing to put classical music on. And if since you already own every record.
I listen to classical.
Yeah, it's nice. Mm-hmm. I like it. Let's see. The study also looked at live music and asked about this to the, you know, respondents in this thing. More than half the people surveyed were enthusiastic for the return of concerts with hygiene precautions, including hand sanitizer stations, lowered capacity limits. They want outdoor venues open first. That makes sense. Temperature checks at the entrance or security checkpoints. About 35% of people said, yeah, that should absolutely be happening. The temperature thing, I don't know.
Maybe well, if you can do flash. A no-touch temp, then you're good. But if you've got a... you know, rub that thing across my forehead, then I'm not down with that. And I don't see how they could clean that each time.
Right. Exactly. If you want to see this whole thing, you can go to Billboard. There's a lot of stats and a lot of stuff that, but the bottom line is we're listening to more and more of it is new than we used to listen to.
Cool.
We're spreading out. We're branching out. What time is it? All right. That's going to do it. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Single people make the news after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.